Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 196, recorded on August 28th, 2014.
Sweet.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I'm Maz. Welcome to The Shaft. We've got special guest. It's only Rich Dog.
Hi.
Woo.
Woo. I'm untangling my headphones, but I don't want to take them off, so I have to walk in circles.
So as Maz said, we got special guest Rich Dog.
Who's special guest?
And he's unwinding, and now he's there. So how are you doing today, Rich?
Good. My headphones are now at one straight cable. It's annoying because they're two, right? And you can see every twist. Doesn't that bother you?
Twist and turn.
Yeah. It bothered me, but now it doesn't bother me because I fixed it.
And it's all fixed. My headphone breaks away, and it's almost more annoying than it is worth having like that.
Isn't that an Enya song?
Yes.
Oh, no,
break away.
Y'all are good singers.
We nailed that. I like it.
Y'all did. We don't have any sponsors today, any individual sponsors, but if you ever want to sponsor the show, you can go to deadworkers.com/sponsor or to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/deadworkersparty. And that's good because we want to get right into asking Ridge some questions. Now, we posted a post on the Yonkscast Reddit asking, what do you want to know about Ridge Dog?
Oh, you did?
Overwhelming responses. So we're going to go through the... we whittled down the 972 questions down to about 10. And we're just going to go and ask you a few of them. Bonzi77 asked you, if you had to be stuck alone on an island with any two Minecraft mobs, which class of mob would it be and why?
Any two Minecraft mobs?
Yeah.
It would be... a zombie and a villager.
Why?
So I could watch the zombie kill the villager, because I hate villagers.
I was going to say. But what if it turned against you and be zombie villager, and then what you going to do?
I'm going to die anyways. Stuck on a desert island, right?
He's not Arrow.
Sam's.
Might as well be quick after having the last ounce of enjoyment I'm going to have.
So you wouldn't pull like an arrow and learn how to shoot a bow and escape off the island? You would just... Or Lost. Like, it would just be like a Lost Island?
It would be like the one with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Castaway.
Yeah. And I wouldn't... It wouldn't be a Wilson ball. It would be a block of coal.
Yeah. A block of coal.
And you wouldn't name it Paco?
No.
Wow.
No.
I should. Wow. Oh my God! I should have said a horse. Can I change my answer?
Yes.
No. Okay. It's too late.
There'd be a horse, and I'd name him Paco, and then the other mob would be a wither skeleton, which I would kill with an elaborate trap, with the desperate hope that it would drop a sword, because then I could kill Paco.
Oh, that's horrifying.
And we're going to get into more about Paco later. We got a lot of... I don't know if you got more questions or if Paco got more questions on the Reddit.
Hold on. You have to give me a second.
I enjoy your hate horses, though. That's good.
Paco is here, just so you know. He's in attendance. So he is here. Wait, hold on. I'll show you.
What's up, Paco?
It's very stinky in here.
Oh, I hate it.
Okay, so save all those for one point. What's in there? What is that? Paco, what are you doing? Gross.
Okay, Maz, take us to the next one.
Take you to the next level. Ridge, is the brown color on your Minecraft skin's chin a beard or part of your mouth? I think it's part of your mouth, but a bunch of other people think it's a beard. By the way, you and Zoe are my favorite Yogscast members. That's from Elf Demon.
Okay, so you have only 8 pixels to work with. You kind of have to go with what we in the in the pixel art business call nearest neighbor, right? Oh, right. And the mouth is technically more of a thin line than a big brown thing on my chin. So it's a goatee.
So it is a beard.
Yes. It's a goatee.
See, and I like thought this. It was just a derpy mouth all this time.
Oh, it's not a derpy mouth. It's just me going like this.
No, I like it. Like, I think it's one of the best avatars around. It's, like, very colorful, and you definitely know who it is.
Yes, you do. You saw the picture of me at the at Minecon 2012. I dressed up like me.
Nice. Nice.
You haven't seen it? I'll send you a picture.
Wake up, like this.
That's not weird.
What? Oh, I totally I cosplayed myself.
Like, I dress up like myself every day.
No, 2013. I think it was 2013, actually. I lost count.
Was it the one in Vegas?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Okay. So the first one. Yeah, now they're screwing everything up, skipping years. Like, what are we going to do? We can't count backwards anymore. Mm-mm. There's that negative one in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like Doctor Who, where he had that one change that he didn't count, and it screwed the whole canon forever.
Don't ruin it. I'm on season 2 right now.
Wow.
Don't ruin it.
So don't open Tumblr ever.
So Matt didn't ruin it for Brent.
Unless you want to watch Doctor Who and Sherlock having sex.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all Tumblr is now. Slash fic.
Mm. They're just shipping the two together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are lots of artists on Tumblr, so they don't just ship. They also force them into uncompromising positions.
So,
or regular compromising.
Do you get shipped all the time? Have you and Bebop been shipped yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
Did y'all write it yourselves? Or?
Was it?
It's not hot.
Just
I bet it was hot, wasn't it? It was hot.
It was pretty hot.
It had to do with ICBMs, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know what they are.
Riding rockets. And anyway.
Whereas Bebop calls it IMDB. IMDBs.
Ooh. IMDB. Double butts.
He forgot what ICBM was, so he calls it IMDBs.
And then he looks up like who was on Lost.
Exactly.
What's IMCP? What is that?
Now I'm screwed up. It's rockets and guns.
ICBM.
Yes.
It's intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Oh, excellent. That sounds hot.
Yeah. Something Australia usually it is worried about.
Especially if it's an exothermic missile.
Okay, Afro, next.
Incantation Spewer asks, could you ask him if he has any details for his series Story Thing?
Story Thing.
You want story details?
They weren't specific.
Okay.
I don't really know what they want.
I can go a little bit more than I have in the past, but so what I'm trying to do is build a sort of manor, sort of castle for Ridge Dog, because that's where he lives. And once that's finished being built and I've kind of got all of the questing and everything done in my series, which is actually rapidly approaching, I'm going to have to start going heavily into story, and that's going to be a tale of Ridge Dog. He's going to open a portal to another world. He's going to open a portal to somewhere. And there's going to be Valley Cat, which is going to be basically the Ridge Dog female version, Fem Ridge. And it's going to be a story of love and finding one another and mystery. I've actually written the entire thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's that. I don't want to tell anyone because the whole thing is a story, and yeah. I don't spoil anything.
Yeah, exclusives.
Yeah,
right here on the Shaft.
Well, and then King Chasm asked, "How do you feel about quickly becoming? What are you doing, Maz? How do you feel about quickly becoming one of the most popular Yogscast members since you recently started uploading semi-consistently to your channel?"
Well, people don't know it, but they've actually always enjoyed my content. before I've done my own channel stuff,
you were famous before you were cool, right?
No. Before I started uploading on my own channel, I worked exclusively on the main Yogscast channel. So most of the Minecraft stuff that you see on there for the last 2 years is stuff that I orchestrated.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's always got Lewis and Simon with their own flair, which really, really adds a lot. But all of the setup and a lot of the research and everything was me. Every Yog Labs, save a couple now, was me. And they've already seen it. It's just now I'm editing.
You're the man behind the curtain. You're the wizard of Yogs.
I was.
So now I need you to come on over to Blog Party and do that over there. Some magic. Some Ridge Dog magic.
I can help you with recording, but I don't know. The only reason that more episodes don't show up is because I hate editing. I guess it's not as much fun as I thought it was going to be. But I love recording, like, all the time. I'll record all day, every night. Wait, all day, every day.
I'll do the editing.
That's why Bebop has so many episodes coming out, because I'm just good to record all the time.
Well, cool. I'll have to tap
that. That's to Skype.
Tap that. Like,
whoa, dude.
Like tapping an ass?
Yeah, tap that.
Tap that.
Tap that.
No, I think we talked about it at one point. I need you to come over and work some carnival things, like midway games and stuff. Because I think you'd be good at that. Like your villager shoot 'em thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh, and we just did a mini golf at Bebop Space that I built as well. I guess that's kind of my thing. Nice. I didn't think about that, but okay. Yay!
Nice. Yeah, building like cool little Minecraft games and stuff. So yeah.
What were you doing last night, by the way? I divert the conversation. You were in a mineshaft in the Twilight Forest.
You were.
You were in there too for a second.
Yes, I was.
We were filming Safari Masters. We were doing. We were going to try to catch a Goblin King, which apparently does not exist in there. Just upper and lower goblin. But yeah.
You know, if you want to capture something, you got to ask the collector. That's me, by the way. I'm the collector.
You are the collector, and we need to get some ideas on stuff we need to go.
Did you hear the sound, or did you see the sign?
I saw the cloud and heard the sound, like when you teleport in.
Yeah.
And then I saw Ridge Dog just for a second.
You did?
Yeah.
My stupid armor. It didn't invisible me enough.
Yeah. Oh, well. And I was trying that PIP thing for a bit, but it was doing wonky stuff, so I don't know. I can try. Anyway.
We'll have to get
talk about some inside baseball there.
Yeah, we'll have to get the collector on as a guest to collect something special one episode.
Definitely.
For anybody who doesn't know in the chat, I'll just briefly explain that one of my favorite pastimes when I'm online and Brent's online recording is to teleport to Brent invisible and just watch him fight everything. And sometimes help the monsters by spawning more in or locking Brent in a room when there's a shitload of monsters. And he usually does okay. But sometimes it's funny to see him frantically spin in circles because he's just like, there's somebody else here, I swear to God. But I'm like completely invisible because of my armor and there's no squiggles or anything. And I just kind of sit there like giggling, flying in the corner like.
Where did the exit go?
It's happened more than twice.
Yeah, when we were recording, I was like, oh, Ridge is messing with us. Like over and over, we kept hearing this laughing. And I was like, Ridge has spawned something. And it's going to be behind one of these corners. But
I didn't spawn anything last night. I didn't spawn anything. I was just watching. And I put a couple signs down, but you went totally different directions.
It's watching.
It's all Max's fault.
Steph Wanna asks, why you mean to pack on Mr. Ridge Dog?
because he deserves it. That will come to light eventually, but I'm nicer to Paco than he deserves.
Evil horse.
He's a kind-hearted soul. He's very simple, though.
With dead horse eyes. Soulless horse.
He's immortal.
Maz really hates horses.
And apparently, he's an immortal, by the way.
Uh-oh.
So that's the thing.
That's even worse.
Maybe that's why the inside of his skull tastes like crap.
Yeah, and has fuzz.
And has fuzz.
He's getting me from the grave.
Speaking of Paco, Fenris Valda asks, if you were to estimate how many Pacos are there in the universe?
One can no more count the Pacos in the universe than the grains of sand on a beach.
Wow.
Good answer. Very, very deep. Very vague, but still.
One.
Before you finished counting, you die of old age.
Well, yeah.
And Seb is Batman.
I'm going to have to see some paperwork.
That's not a username. That's just a fact. Like a
license?
Yeah.
I need to see something here. Are your parents really dead? Anyway, can you ask, wouldn't that be sad if his parents were dead? And that's why you thought about him and now made that joke. And he's all sad and emo.
I thought he was asking me if my parents were dead. I was like, news to me.
Yeah. No, sorry, Seb. Don't cut yourself. I didn't mean it. But he asked, or she asked, they asked, can you ask Rich Dog how he came up with the character and name of Paco? That would be amazing.
Oh. Honestly, the entire thing is illustrated in the episode. I was trying really hard to be funny, and Paco was the first voice, or the first name that came to my head for something that would be an animal that was like a slightly Mexican-looking animal.
Mm-hmm. And, trying so hard not to be racist here, aren't you?
I had a voice in my head that I wanted to use in my series from when I started, like of this, you know, Spanish maid that was my housemaid in like some...
Need for a pillow?
Yes, exactly. Hello.
Oh, Mr. Rich Dog, you are the most sexy of all of my messers.
The maid's back.
Exactly, the mage. But I just changed it just a little bit for Paco, and that was... That was it. There's really no special story there.
But you just made a special one. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's so special.
How about this next one here, Mass?
Dia Grove says, are you planning on doing any collaborative series with other Yogscast members in the future, i.e. maybe Brent? I know you mentioned wanting to do Thormcraft with Parv already, but are there any other ideas aside from that?
No. Honestly,
no.
I haven't spoken to many of the major series much over the past couple of months. I've just been really enjoying myself hanging out with Bebop and doing my own thing and, hanging out with Brent, talking to Brent and Parv and Strife occasionally. I don't know, keeping it real.
Keeping it American.
I was keeping it American, basically. That's weird, isn't it? No.
Yeah.
It's just the times that we're online is the circumstances have it in that way.
Yeah, so I mean, I even tried like starting to like get to the studio earlier to see if I could like kind of coincide my times with them. But even getting here at 7 in the morning, like they're like wrapping up and getting done with stuff. Like their time are already recording. So it's like I can't talk to them because they're recording and you don't want to mess that up. So it's like I need to like get here like at 5, I assume, or something. I don't know.
Oh, but, I honestly don't know. I want to do something with the Magic Police, but I don't know how to get their attention. Like, I want to do it in game. And I've bribed them. I've murdered thousands and thousands of innocent villagers, melting them in a big pot. And gassing them and slaying them with daggers and just everything. You know, like these druids, they look so innocent, but I'm just like slaughtering them by the hundreds. And we're using magic all the while, you know, like whistling and not getting their attention. So I'm not sure what to do, but one day maybe it will happen. And then we'll have a big Volts-esque conflict, maybe.
Big blowout. I think it should happen in the field outside of Shin's farm. Just so there's this big, like, crater in the middle of that gorgeous, lush, like, wheat.
Mm. Yeah, like Dragon Ball Z-style crater that just, like, I'm like, ah! I'm just standing like, ah!
Yeah. I've tried. I've put up portals different places. I came through Shin's portal the other day, and they've, like, walled it up so you can't see it, like, from their place. I was like, okay, hint taken. I'll move on. Let's.
Did they not destroy it?
No, they didn't destroy it. So that was nice of them.
Whenever I see your portal, I destroy them.
Oh! So horrible.
What? I wrecked the one out by Dave's base.
Oh.
And you know why?
Why?
Because boom, they crashed the server. They crashed everything, remember?
No. I use them all the time. And I'll tell you what crashes the server. I figured it out. There's some kind of data that's being kept on machines that when I log in at home on my laptop, it like tries to, I guess, get that data connected. And if I stay in, it crashes. So like this week, I didn't log in at home at all on the laptop, and I haven't crashed the server once.
I doubt that's it. I think it's just luck of the draw.
No, I figured it out.
Okay, you figured it out. Good job.
Show me your pitchfork.
I broke a fork. Sorry.
Nah, fork it.
Okay, well, I'll stop breaking those. I only broke the two. The one at Bebop Space and the one at Dave Space. But you could do something with Dave. I'm sure he'd be willing to trade. With you, what do you have? What do you have that could be interesting to Dave, anyways?
Oh, Dave and I were going to trade some genetics. He was going to make a haunted house for me.
Oh yeah, that's so cute.
So,
for Halloweenies,
or just for the theme park?
Yeah.
Oh, for your theme. Oh, right. Of course, your theme park.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh no! I take it back. I destroyed another one of those on the moon.
Oh, on the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, there was one moon bounce.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's gone.
That's okay. I can remake it.
But we made it look like a meteor hit it.
Well, that's okay, because that's one thing people want us to do is go catch the creatures on the moon and put them in our safari. So that may be an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need oxygen. But next question here.
From Demented Panda 69. Okay. Thank you for bringing Ridge Around back. You're welcome. Will we see any other series on your channel anytime soon, and have you ever thought of moving to Bristol?
Oh.
Never. Wait, ever.
That's a sordid tale. At one point I did have aspirations to move to Bristol. That's not going to happen though. I guess I'm too entrenched here in the Americas. It's a better fit for me.
Yeah.
And there will be more series as long as I can have a game where I can edit it like I do with Minecraft. So as long as I can skip around and people will understand what's going on without me having to explain every step of the way. I mean, I guess I could for a couple episodes, but I'd have to follow it up with, you know, zipping through the game, and it needs to be something involved enough. I think the formula will easily enough switch genres, but I just have to be more comfortable with where it's going, and I've got this story I want to do in Minecraft first.
Yeah. And then it'll switch to Madden. So I think that's a good place to go for story driven.
Oh, totally story driven.
Football.
Football. We got a few really quick questions from the chat room live. Archer Syme says, Ridge, would you share burnt toast with me?
Burnt toast with them?
Yeah.
That depends.
I have no more information, so we'll move on. The Extra Life says, are you going to storm Panda Labs to get Mikey back?
Mickey
back. We'll see. That's really Bebop's. That's really up to Bebop. See, the thing that happens with Bebop series is anything that takes place that is like a major decision, I leave up to him before the episode starts, and then I'm like a driving factor during the episode. But I want to leave it up to him to where the direction of his series goes. And then I'm just like a comic relief.
Comic relief. Skyhawk99 says, how well does Ridge get along with the rest of the Yogg's cast? And how frequently do you interrupt? Who's your favorite Yogg's caster?
How frequently do I what?
I lost you. Yeah, your great internets are crapping out tonight. Yeah. Guys,
but I'll give you great internets in a minute.
Yeah, so the question was, how well does Ridge get along with the rest of Yogg's cast, and how frequently does he interact with them?
Putting me on the spot here. Infrequently, ever since I stopped working on the main channel. And as far as I'm aware, all of our relationships are great. It's just I don't interact with them very often.
Cool. Brent just rushed out of the room for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
Who's going to push the bumper?
When you shaft emergency.
Oh, I see what the emergency was.
You didn't cover for me?
No, I totally called you out.
What is your problem, Afro? That was going to be yours.
I already have an extra.
Sometimes there is technical issues.
Wait. Technical issues.
Technical issues that I expect my cohorts to gloss over.
I thought Afro had you covered, but he's just commentating throwing me to the wolves.
I prefer the phrase under the bus.
Under the bus. Well, some of us prefer the back of the bus. Oh, wait. He's right. About to.
I was taking
is that a black joke?
But yeah. But you're an ass.
Okay. And with that, let's move on to this segment.
Attorneys.
That was nice how Maz did that.
Yeah, like, even though there's a voiceover on the bumper.
I always forget that.
It makes Avro angry, so it's all good.
Excellent.
It's all good. This is where we talk about what we've been up to. I'm going to go through this pretty quick because we are running a little long in the tooth.
Yes.
I don't think that's the right phrase. Safari Masters 2 is out. If you want to see Maz and I go capture some pirates, go take a look at it. New series coming out next week, Demo Duels. Basically, I'm taking two demos each week off of Steam, playing them. And then they're going to duel in a final match, and you'll get to see who wins. So that's coming out next week.
Did you play the... is that Pacific... Hello?
Yeah, that question.
It sounds like you're doing the fake, like, trying to hang up on someone. Sorry, my...
Without addressing it, just try and answer what you think he asked.
Blue.
Oh,
great. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
So what was it? Extreme.
Did you play the spooky one, the Pacific Drive or whatever it's called?
Yes, Pine View Drive. That went up today. Tomorrow, Deep Depth Diver 2, and then those two are going to go head to head.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to go in a different direction.
No. No, just because I said deep diver doesn't mean you got to take it there. So, Maz, what you been up to?
Just as Safari Masters, we went hunting in the Twilight Forest. And spoiler alerts, it was good fun. So make sure you check that out next week.
You know, it's good. Someone on the Reddit asked them who they wanted to go after next, and they said goblins. So, good.
Yeah, we smashed it. We done did that.
After so, you get one of those specters in those rooms behind the obsidian. I did not know they existed. But they're cool, right?
But you can't, spoiler alert, you can't catch them. They just float through walls as soon as you try to put them somewhere. You can't
contain. You got a helmet from one.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that was cool.
Oh, Brent! We could get one of the stands and put like their suit of armor on it.
I like it. That works.
Patch that. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Good idea.
How about you, Afro? What you been up to?
Had some training at work. That was fun. 3 hours of office. And
like, this is where you keep the pens. This is where you keep the pencils.
Microsoft Office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
MS Office.
Yeah. And the first show that I've edited that will go actually air on TV airs tomorrow.
Da-da-da-da!
Nice.
It's an episode of The View.
No, it is a college football kickoff.
Oh. College football kickoff.
Yes.
It's the most exciting thing I've ever heard.
Nice!
Rich, what have you been up to? Besides what? Taunting Brent in servers and...
What have I been up to? Well, I had some aspirations to play OpenTTD with Bebop and Verbal Processing, but Verbal hasn't heard of it, and that's one of those situations where if you've played OpenTTD, you're like, no, I don't want to play anymore, because explaining it is like, you're like, no.
Yeah, what is OpenTTD?
TTD is a Transport Tycoon Deluxe. It's just one...
TTT?
You build roads and trains mostly, airplanes.
Oh, trains and planes.
The scary thing is that sounds very interesting to me.
It is super awesome.
Yeah. Y'all are the Euro Truck Simulator type of guys, aren't you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh, coming out soon is Farming Sim 2015. If you could chop down trees.
Boy, they've had that in Minecraft since... 2000.
You go to hell.
No, but you know what you could do in Farming Sim 2015. You know those big armed tractors that go up and they grab the tree and then they have a little saw that goes meow and cuts the tree down and then it falls on its side and it goes and then meow. You've got those so that you can mess with them in the game, and I always wanted to play one of those. And Farming Sim is as close as I'm ever going to get.
Yeah.
So living the dream.
Dream. I watched you and Bebop play the SimCity Minecraft. That looks amazing.
It was so cool. Yeah. I've got Ars Malik on Skype, and he sent it to me on Sunday, and I didn't get Bebop to try it until Wednesday because he's like, I don't know, Ridge, it looks complicated. He says that about everything that looks more than it's very straightforward. He's like, it looks very complicated. But anyways, I got him to do it, and we recorded it, and it was really, really fun. And I haven't had that much fun since I played The City of Love, which actually we're going to do tonight. And that was another map by Jiggerbob and Ars Malik. Yeah. And so these guys are like on a roll.
Yeah, they're really awesome.
Really cool stuff. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, sweet. Speaking of rolls, let's roll that beautiful bean footage and talk about the news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So today,
Doctor Who is coming to Minecraft on the Xbox. Here's Brent with more.
So, I don't know if it needs much more. Like, we all know that they've been coming out with the DLC packs for Xbox. The newest one is going to be a tie-in to Doctor Who. It's going to have some different Doctor Whos, but it's not going to be just one pack. They're actually going to be doing multiple Doctor Who packs throughout the season. There's going to be a Dalek, maybe multiple Daleks,
Dalek.
Enemies, and I'm only on season two, so I don't really know what the hell's going on anyway.
So Cybermen and
hey, stop it!
Cybermen were introduced in the 60s.
1.8 is coming September 2nd. 300 days in the making. Is that too long? Here's Brent with more.
Thank you, Mr. Tuske.
Why does it always get thrown to me? No, so, okay, 1.8's coming September 2nd or 3rd or something like that, right? I mean, I think all of us have probably played, well, we did in the Ender Files. We played all the way up to the last, with rabbits and stuff, and banners. Do y'all think that's a long time for an update?
It is, actually. If I started playing in the snapshots, only because I was starting to get sick of vanilla Minecraft, and like the snapshots were getting all of these things, and it's been such a long turnaround since the last update. So, yeah, I think it is too long.
I provide a counterpoint.
Counterpoint.
Put a thing on the screen. I don't know. Counterpoint. I think that it's way better because everybody's sick of vanilla Minecraft, and the only thing that keeps vanilla Minecraft interesting is the updates, and every update ruins mods, you know, for weeks or months at a time, and then everybody's behind on it. So I think a longer delay is better because literally no one is playing Minecraft for vanilla Minecraft anymore. Okay, not literally no one. But virtually no one is playing Minecraft for vanilla Minecraft on computer anymore. It's mostly all modded stuff. Unless they've got a cracked version in which they're playing by themselves, and that's just masturbation. But I think that it's totally a good idea to take longer because after running a server, you know, with Bucket for like 2 years with the VoxelBox a long time ago, it sucked every single update. It was way better to wait.
But a year, you think a year is a good time frame? Kind of
yes.
like doing a expansion for an MMO or something.
If you're releasing a new update like every 3 months, with the time that it usually takes for all these mods to get modified to work with the new update, like by time Bucket gets updated, you might be on the next update of Minecraft and you have to wait, you know, again. Whereas they're spaced out more. Yes, it might still take the same amount of time, but at least you have a lot of time playing on the most recent stable update before the next one comes out.
Now, do you think that's going to change with the API and with basically Dinnerbone taking over Bucket until new people are doing Bucket?
Well, the API will definitely help because it gives a utility for you to tie into Minecraft without basically hacking it to make it work.
Right. Basically, they'll know exactly what's changed in the API.
Yeah.
They can know, okay, these are the updates you got to make to all the
And the other added benefit of the API is Mojang can say, hey, we're either adding these or modifying this part of the API and let the community know ahead of time so that they can go and modify their code ahead of time. So when that update comes out, they can just post the code that they already have.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a good change. I think that every time you do a major modding change, it's a good opportunity for the modding community and Minecraft as a whole to kind of filter out all of those shitty mods that have been sitting there for years. Like, begin with Heyo's mod, and Bucket, and Modloader, and Forge. Every time something like this has taken place, we've had a major, you know, scraping out of all of the bad mods. And We sorry, I just looked at the stream.
Yeah, don't. Maz.
We've had a major scraping of the bad mods, and I think that it's healthy because the mod makers that are keeping up to date, you know, they remake their mod, and usually for the better.
Minecraft, the story of Mojang is coming to goodoldgames.com.
And this, I mean, really, this is only news because we were in it, so got to give props to Two Player Productions and Minecraft, the Story of Mojang. You can now get it if you're a member of GOG, Good Old Games. So now they're doing movies, and that's one of the documentaries. I guess they're doing documentaries, and that's one of the documentaries.
Yeah, there, video game related business. They'll expand into web series, I imagine, at some point, and why not?
Yeah, some sort of Netflix or something.
Yeah.
For games. Anyway.
For games.
Next, we talked a little bit about it. Simberbia by Jigarbov and...
Simberbia!
It's an amazing map!
Yeah, I wanted to play it today. I have it downloaded and ready to go, and just got busy doing all the bumpers and stuff for the show tonight, so I haven't had a chance. Talking about doing a series... Yeah.
It's one of the few maps where even having watched someone else play it, you don't lose any. Well, you lose a little bit of the surprise for like natural disasters, but you don't lose anything about your own playthrough when you try it because you make it your own as soon as you begin because everything is randomly generated, and all of the quests. It's really interesting how many quests there are. We didn't even show a third or nearly any of them.
Oh, that's sweet. big props to those guys. Ron's been on the show before. Jiggerbob's been on the show. They're great guys. Ron was going to come down here. He does some business in Atlanta every once in a while, and so he's going to come over and visit us next time he's down there. So
cool.
We'll get him on the show when that happens.
Is it entirely vanilla? Like, do you need any mods or anything to run this?
It's 100% vanilla.
Isn't that amazing? Wizards.
And it's funny, they've had this, I mean, they've been working on it for a long time, but they've actually had almost the finished product for, like, a long time, but because it's so long for 1.8, they've had to wait for 1.8 to come out before they could release it because they didn't want to do the updates and stuff for it.
Yeah.
But, so I've been waiting for it for a long time, and I'm glad it's here. Speaking of glad it's here, Minecraft EDU has updated their website at minecraftedu.com. So we'll link to that in the show notes. Joel's been on the show also. He's a great guy. And when I was fishing for news this week, because when I started searching, I swear 99 out of 100 of the stories were about that, I almost said the F word, mother freaking Doctor Who. Like, that's a big deal to people that Doctor Who's coming to Xbox and, yeah, and stuff. And I'm like, is that really like, the news?
You know, I can make my own Doctor Who skin. Just, you know.
Yeah, and maybe that's, you know, being a PC player, kind of, yeah. I don't get the whole Xbox DLC as much, but I don't know. It would depend on what the Dalek looks like, I think. Like, if they
call that a
Dalek, sorry, I'm American.
Merc.
They still call them Daleks.
Not here. We call them whatever the hell we want to, boy.
But actually,
Pepper Shakers. Them Pepper Shakers I call Wawa.
I'm only on season 2. I need to hear them talk about it more. Come on, give me a break.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
So,
everybody Daleks. Tweet Brent with spoilers for every season following every season 2. Yeah.
Don't do it. Unless you follow me. Follow me and then spoil it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what I heard? That the doctor changes doctors.
I just I'm on season 2 and I saw the new doctor and I'm figuring out now why that happens. And he's got the energy coming out of his mouth and stuff. That's what I am
spoiling it for people who haven't seen the series.
Well, they should catch up. It's been how many seasons?
Because they got old.
I don't know.
Before
I'll find out.
Before we move on from the news, were you upset when Christopher Eccleston was replaced by David Tennant?
This is why I'm just now watching season 2. I watched the first episode probably 5 times before I could get through it because I just hated it. I did not like the first episode at all. And someone told me, just get through it because it gets better. And so that's what I did. And it did. And it got better. And I, just this first episode, I like this new doctor better than the first one.
Yeah. You'll love him and,
And then they'll take him away, because that's what they do.
And then he'll take him away.
Oh, my God, it's just like Dumbledore and Snape all over again.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to ruin it, but one of them kills the other one. I'm not going to tell you who.
What?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about spoilers. I reverse spoilered all of you.
So we're going to talk about this last story.
If you play the Wrecking Ball one again, I swear to God, I'm out of here.
We will. I didn't. It's not really Minecraft news does Kutra do Minecraft stuff?
I don't even know. But it's gaming in general, and it sucks that this happened to him.
And this is probably the old man dad in me. I just want the kids to know swatting. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. It's not worth the trouble you're going to get into probably, and it could get someone killed. Swatting is when people call and basically say, hey, I've killed a bunch of people, and you need to come get me. And then the SWAT team comes out and get them and finds out it's Kutra that someone else called and disguised everything. And this happens to celebrities and other people, but it's now filtering down into kind of the YouTube gaming community. And so basically if the SWAT team rushed in here and grabbed us because someone called in a fake call, it's an American thing. It doesn't happen anywhere else because only in America do we have SWAT teams in every neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know,
you guys are idiots.
What's most scary about that is the no-knock entrance.
Yeah.
Especially when, like me, you've got perhaps a firearm within range and you've prepared yourself for the eventuality somebody might try to break into your house. If there's a no-knock entry and they don't immediately say police, they're coming in with black outfits, with armor or something. You don't know what's going on. There's a very real chance for a confrontation that will end with somebody losing their life.
Yeah.
And everybody who's swatting is like, but once it happens, you're going to hate yourself for the rest of your life.
And
I don't mean to tell you guys how to run your country, but you guys being allowed to have guns is fucked.
That's how you fix it. You give everybody guns and not the SWAT teams. Then you don't need the SWAT teams. But that's a different podcast.
That's a whole different thing.
But I'll get you on my Brent for President podcast that started this week, and we can talk about it.
But this abuse, like you doing this, not only endangers the person that you're doing it to, and whether you like them or not, what are you just doing it because you think it's cool? It endangers them, and it also diverts resources from, you know, actual emergencies.
Mm. Yeah, there could be some kid dying in a blood pool and not getting the help. But you're going to get caught. Like, you're probably going to get caught, and it's tens of thousands of dollars fine besides the jail time.
Yeah.
And what they're not considering is, if nothing bad happens to the person you just swatted, you're going to make them... I mean, they're going to get out of jail, and you're going to make them super famous.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get swatted, and they're going to be like, I got swatted. And then they're going to be like, what? Look at all these new people that are watching me now because you made me famous.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not dead. So I guess it's kind of...
Yeah. Well, yeah, and
there's an easy, like, litmus test for this. Are you doing something that makes you a dickhead? If yes, don't do it.
Hey, there you go. Rule test. Rule 9. Rule 9. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and the other reason why I wanted to talk about it is because someone basically sent me a link this week that was like, hey, look at this video where we get this kid to call 911. I'm like, you basically just got a kid to swat someone, right? Yeah. Himself. But you're just being a bully and a dickhead. Like, why do you think I would think that was cool?
Yeah.
So don't send me videos like that.
And, well, more importantly, don't do that.
Yeah.
Send those videos to me.
Rich loves those videos.
I can't help myself. I'm addicted.
Speaking of addicted, I've got a new listener contribution bumper this week, so you should be watching right now.
I came in like a listener, contributing to the Shaft podcast, submitting lots of stuff to talk about. All you gotta do is listen to me.
The Shaft Podcast.
No more far more listener contributions, because they may not give a rat's or will they?
So, that ending part was from JBJ Blaze, and ultimately why I don't normally play his, because I just don't get him. I don't really know what the hell he was talking about.
I'm for some reason uncomfortable.
You know what? I can tolerate the music now that I've seen you swinging around on a wrecking ball.
You like that?
Was
that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, next week I'm going to add you on it. You and Afro and Good are going to be holding on to it as it swings by.
I don't know what's worse, watching you swing around on a wrecking ball or Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. If it was actually me and I was like naked or something or in a thong doing it, then probably me.
Gollum.
Like, I could wear this panda hat as, like, a thong. Does that put an image in your head and mess up with your...
Nope, I'm comfortable.
We're running over, begin the contributions.
Yeah, let's do it. We're already 48 minutes in. We got 12 more minutes, so let's get through these. First one here, Avro.
Kazoo the Elementist says, hey guys, just wanted to say I loved the show, and I had some questions for you guys.
Yes.
First to Maz.
Yes.
Why are you always a destroyer of dreams? Why can't you be the bringer of hope for once?
Well, this is a simple answer. Because all of your ideas are shithouse.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. Secondly, to Brent, did you get into Minecraft because of your kids, or did your kids start liking it because of you?
My kids definitely started liking it because of me.
Great good times. Answer. And lastly, to all of you, what do you think of fan fiction? I was thinking about writing some... I was thinking about writing one about you guys, but I wanted to make sure that it was okay first.
What are you laughing about?
Can I just point out, Afro, there's a difference between fan fiction and shipping.
Yeah, yeah.
Fan fiction. So... don't give them any ideas. I think it's a great idea. I'd love to hear some fan fiction.
Slash fiction.
Yeah.
Now you know. But also, I would only be interested in the fan fiction of them if it was the slash fiction.
There it is.
Get to it. Happened.
Get to it. Thanks, Kazoo.
Kazoo, thanks. And this next one's here from Apung Gill, who says, hey, yo, Shaftaroonies. Apung Gill here. Just a quick weird question for everyone in the show right now.
Uh-oh.
If you could tattoo yourself something, a mob, block, or item for Minecraft, what would it be? I personally would like to have a huge wither tattoo on my back and intimidate my pals, but I'll get scolded. Lol. Keep up the great show and greetings from Nashville. Yeehaw! Hey, we're only like Vegas. 2 hours away from Nashville.
Hour and a half, you drive fast enough.
That's true. Afro?
I don't know.
Good chat. I'd probably
just a pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a big pickaxe, pick it into your butt crack.
Wait, didn't he say mob?
Yeah, I said mob, block, or item.
Yeah.
Oh, I would do the... I know it's super cliche, but if I'm going to do just a tattoo, I want everybody to get it, so it would totally be the creeper face, eyes, and mouth, but no outline.
Yeah.
Right.
I would probably do that.
It's a good one.
That would go along with Kabuki mask.
Yeah.
You can use it.
I'd be sad and probably do the pickaxe and then do the shaft logo on top of it, since it's part of the logo. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know, diamonds on my nipples.
No. Moving on.
Why are we moving on? Yeah. I
think, wait,
is that a tattoo or jewelry?
A TNT block right on my taint.
Ayo.
Like,
so that's why
we're right? On.
That's why.
Would that not be awesome?
So, Tum Tum's.
Like, I just found some dynamite. Yeah, you did, baby. No?
Yeah, you
too
did.
Too far. Okay, move on.
Lick it. Tum Tum says, Tum Tum here. Just want to tell all of you that I've been enjoying this show a lot lately. I became a new listener to The Shaft just recently when my good buddy, Tessa Schwan, told me about it. Hopefully you will keep what you guys do best, and that is entertaining us, the fans. P.S. Where can I buy those Shaft undies you're talking about last episode? Oh my.
Why does every listener sound like George Takei when you read it, Maz?
I don't know. Hello.
Cafe Press, I'm sure you can search for them there.
Yeah.
But don't.
Why not?
Because I don't actually have a Cafe Press thing there. There would just be someone who made Shaft undies on Cafe Press.
Well, you can make them
all. Cafe Press is the suck. Like,
what's the
porcelain stuff? That's the only good thing they make.
Yeah, their shirts are a bit... They smell like vinegar and slave camps.
I think they wear them for like a week. Like, they try out the shirts before they send them to you. It's no lies. Don't sue me, Cafe Press.
Like, get to Spreadshirt. Spreadshirt's the way to go.
Yeah. And you can make underwear on Spreadshirt.
Oh.
What about Game Tee? You ever thought about Game Tee? I know the person who runs it, AJ, really, really awesome.
Oh, really? Can he get me...
It's a she, actually.
In the account?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh, how exciting. I'd be interested in that, because Spreadshirt also smells like vinegar and slave camps.
I would get a Shaft underpants. Maybe a Shaft banana hammock. It would just say, The Shaft.
Oh,
In air quotes.
If we can get this on
written like horizontally, because it would fit.
We might just send you a pair. As long as you wear it with the Paco head
in the butt cheek, so when you open the butt cheek there's an Enderman tattoo. There we go. I'm answering my question
finally. Oh wait, what, you know the tag? Have a tag be a creeper face. Look at the tag, you're like, ooh! Just kidding, it's the tag.
Oh, there your face. Look at the stream, there's your face, go splat. That's that was your little Easter egg. Anyway, next we're gonna, I think, move on to the next segment.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Excavation Station.
X for Men says River Rapids. In Minecraft, all rivers are the same, level of 64. So they should add River Rapids, which are rivers that move in level and can change due to the biome. For example, normally the rivers would rise and fall to create rapids. And an example... Okay, so River Rapids, what do we think?
I like it. I would rather have more river-type things than oceans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, give me two big oceans in my world and a crap ton of rivers that connect to them.
Yeah.
I would like that, plus boats that don't explode whenever I touch a block.
Yes. Or if you look at a block.
Boats crap.
Yeah, maybe better controllable boats. I think that boats need to be revisited, and that would be one thing they could do with it. That would make boats interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Come on, Brad.
Oh, that's me. Axe for Men also wants monkeys, and I'm not reading the rest because that's a lot of text and it doesn't really matter.
It's
monkeys.
Like a dissertation.
I can go with monkeys.
Yeah. Yep, that's great for the jungle. Do it. Make it so.
More animals.
Who hasn't wanted a pet monkey ever in their life?
I take offense.
You can buy them in pet shops in Japan for realsies.
I want a pet monkey for realsies. If I have to live it vicariously in Minecraft, I will.
I think there needs to be more animals. Like, quit adding food, add more animals.
Yeah, that we can make into food.
Biome-specific animals. I want a camel in the desert, monkeys in the jungle.
Give me some elephants.
Turtles on the beach.
Tigers. Like, I don't know. Am I weird that I would rather have, like, tigers running around instead of, like, zombies? That just makes me a hater of Minecraft, doesn't it? I suck.
No.
Well, we've known that for years.
Day mobs are a thing. That's cool.
But yeah, like I would like a more diverse fauna in the game.
Fauna.
Yes.
Okay.
What does SRJ want?
He wants... excuse me, I had to clear my throat a bit.
Let him clear his throat.
Oh, sorry. Now that we have developed a robust pattern generation method for the new banners, I think they should leverage that and add a new wearable item to the game, tabards.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
And basically the rest of it is designing. And
if you put the I think if you just put the banner on your chest spot, you should wear your banner as a tabard. That'd be cool.
Well, I think
skip tabards and just call it bibs.
Well, yeah,
bibs.
But if you add a tabard, maybe add another slot so you can wear your armor underneath your tabard.
Yep. Agreed. Well done. That's a good one.
As more of a decoration.
Well, what do y'all think about just absolutely adding a costume slot where you can basically be wearing your avatar or pieces of a costume over armor? So even if you have armor, you don't have to look like it.
The only thing that it would kind of mess up if it's a server with PvP and not... Like, if I...
Make it configurable.
Yeah. Basically, if I was walking around looking like me normally, but wearing diamond armor underneath it, and people attacked me because it's a PvP server, that would suck.
Absolutely. But I think that's an easy config fix. Right?
They're getting close to that with the changes to the 1.8 Minecraft skins, where now you have two layers of skin.
Yeah.
Which doesn't work in Gmod Towers and really makes me angry.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least
I love Gmod Tower.
You want to play some? We need to play some. Yeah. I love Gmod Tower.
Dude, where did you hear about Gmod Tower?
Where did I hear from it? We were all playing like about a year ago.
Well, me Bitburner, Chris, and Deffy have been playing for even longer than that.
Yeah.
And I think we got you and Eric in on the fun. But yeah.
I practically drug Lewis and Simon into that, and I have the guy who runs it on my Skype, and it just went crazy popular after they did a video. So, what?
Nice job, nice worky work. Speaking of nice work, you got one of these to read here if you want to.
Me?
You don't have it open.
Doc open. Napez702 says, I think that enchantable arrows should be added to Minecraft. You could make them invisible, explosive, or penetrating. Ooh, hello. You could combine the enchantments for some awesome trolling. What y'all think of that?
I don't think they'll add it just for the awesome trolling that you can do with them.
Yeah, probably don't put that in your request when you send it in to Mojang. Keep it on the up and up.
You know, there's a lot of things that have been done with arrows in the real, you know, in real life that haven't been done in Minecraft that I think should be done. Like flaming arrows has been done, but you can't really control it unless you shoot through lava. But I think they should add a grappling system.
Oh yeah,
where you can attach like a rope to it. That would be really cool.
I like that. I definitely like that idea.
Speaking of ideas in Minecraft, do you have any other ideas you'd like to see Minecraft do in general?
There's a lot of mods that I think are like basic necessity for Minecraft. And I think that Minecraft in general should really take their head out of their ass as far as adding mods, because what they have the rights to do so, and they always have had the rights to just take a mod and add it, like they did with a horse, for instance. Right. They can take any mod they want and add it to the game, but they've always and almost consistently tried to not add things that are already added by mods, and I think that that is something that is ridiculous. Mm. It should be added. Like, I don't want another silverfish, a purple silverfish. Who cares?
Right.
You know, right. I want something that already exists in a mod, and I want it to be better done, and I want it to be done by the gents at Mojang, and that way it'll stay updated. But they seem more than happy to leave that up to the modding community and not include it. And I think, how difficult is it to add a shitload more mobs?
Yeah. Not, yeah, it doesn't seem like
it already exists.
And I guess that was my thing with the 300 days was not really that it takes that long, but what they put in it in that 300 days. Like, do y'all consider that 300 days? Was it well spent?
Yeah, and
you're saying
was it enough for that enough. Long of an update?
I
without being too much of a dick.
Well, I think they can't really change their formula too much. I think they can't really change their formula too much. They can only add things, but I wonder what they've been spending their time on. I don't know. I'm sure there are more that goes into it than we expect. I mean, every time they update something or add something, they've got to update it with every update. So every update inherently is going to take longer.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like they were kind of doing a little bit here and there, and then all of a sudden it's like the last couple of days, like, oh, banners, oh, rabbits. It's like they just threw stuff in all of a sudden, and I am assuming that they were kind of pet projects that a couple of team members were working on for you know the past year or whatever. But
that is exactly what it feels like. You're like, where did rabbits come from? Why rabbits? It's like there's so many other things, like tigers.
Well, so many other things.
Tiger rabbits,
the worst idea ever. And like, if you're going to release something, at least make the animations look less crap. Good lord, the animation rigs on those rabbits are awful.
Oh. Well, speaking of mods that I would add to the game, furniture.
Yeah.
A place to sit in your house.
True furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of kludging together something that remotely looks like furniture.
I love Mr. Crayfish's mod, except for the fact that it will crash the fuck out of your server. So,
Mr. Crayfish, Bibliocraft.
Yeah. Fix those mods where they don't lag out and break shit, and I think they would be awesome for the game.
Well, they don't in the newer versions of those mods. We're using an older version for our thing.
We need to get it updated.
But I mean, those should totally be added to Minecraft.
Yeah.
I hate when I'm like, I need a place to sit. I'll put a boat down, surround it by signs, and then put a block behind it, make it look like a chair, and I'll sit here and hope the boat doesn't float away on the plank floor that I've built. so that I can try and pretend to sit in one place, but it doesn't work.
Well, and they started to with armor stands, I guess.
But. Well, one thing that I will say is that Mojang could be taking the route of they don't want to compete with mod makers because they want the mod makers to continue making mods.
Yeah,
I think that those things should be added to Minecraft. I think that there are a few things that should be added, and there are a few things that are kind of better left as mods. I think basic furniture should be added.
Yeah. I think Mojang needs like a forum or a portal upvote certain ideas that they want to see in the game, and they can implement, you know, the top ones if they see fit. So if enough people in the community say, can you please just steal the mobs from this mod and put it in?
Exactly.
Then they just do it.
Do it. Well, we've overreached our hour here, so I'm going to call it this episode. Ridge, thank you so much for guest hosting today. We appreciate it, and you've been a great guest host.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yep. I bet you say that to all the guest hosts.
No, most of the time.
But when I used to guest host, he would never say.
Well, that was you.
Yeah.
But you didn't pee on anything, so that's always a plus.
At least
nothing in our room, at least.
I do have to pee right now.
Well, that's good, because I'm going to play the outro, and then the call-ins. We'll go after that, and then we'll see everybody else later. So, again, you're welcome to hang around for whatever reason, Ridge. But that's pretty much it, and we appreciate it. You can find Ridge on YouTube at youtube.com/RidgeDog, on Twitter at RidgeAround, and on Twitch at RidgeDog. Usually has like 2,000-3,000 people in there. It's a big channel, so you know something good is going on. So
it's a charade. I'm not funny. I'm a confidence man. People just think I'm funny, but I confuse them.
Yeah. Well, it works. It works. And, of course you can see him, on videos that, we've done and stuff, and follow all of us. You can see it around the edge at Brent Copeland, at Afro Monkey, at Extreme Beyond, at Ridge Round. And that's us. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
I was wondering if by any chance, if you're free on August 30th, if you would like to come down to California and come with me to the town ball. The reason being is that I told my friends that I have a girlfriend in Australia, and I don't, but I wanted to think that I do. So if you could just come over and spend the night with me, you know, dressed in drag and speaking a girl's voice, that'd be really awesome. So if you can make it, just let me know. Thanks.
Hello, I am Coolbot, and hello, Shaftip, and I've been hearing a lot from the chat. Now, I don't know how to get on. Can you please tell me? And bye! I just gotta turn off my phone. Bye!
Hello, Excellent Man here. I think that they should make a crafting tab in creative mode. Thank you. Bye.
Well, I was thinking that you should be able to put a pumpkin on your head, wear full leather armor, besides the hat, and carry a torch, and you'd be able to disguise yourself as a mob, and you can go around at night, and the and the zombies and skeletons won't try to attack you. But if you're in a village, and you don't start attacking the villagers, then they'll figure you out and start attacking you. So that was my idea. Thanks. Keep the good work. Bye.
Hey guys, I just want to say, whenever I'm bored, I just listen to you guys, and you guys pretty much taught me about Minecraft and what it is, so I'm just going to thank you for that. Thanks.
Hey guys, I was just wondering, you ever like get random calls from people who's dialing you, and they like leave messages, and they're like, hi, Kathy, I need you to come to work today and do stuff? I just wondered if you ever got any random messages like that, even after your little whatever you do, the answering machine, whatever. That would be funny to hear what some random people said to you. Bye.